This is an audio archive edition of WINA's Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot, made available online by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, cvillepodcast.com.
Let's jump right into it, if we could. We have, McCain's raising money in Richmond as we speak. Barack Obama comes to the Jefferson Jackson dinner this weekend. We've got some big names headed to Virginia to raise some money. What does this mean? Sean, what does this mean for you? What's your take on that?
Well, obviously we have several big names coming, not just to raise money for themselves, but to raise money for the Republican Party of Virginia as a whole. Is it Monday, the 26th of February, we have Giuliani coming out. The 21st, we have Secretary Chao. 17th of April, we have Governor Romney. Secretary Gutierrez is coming. Senator McCain's coming back to Virginia. Governor Barber's coming. Tony Snow is coming. Newt Gingrich is coming.
Oh my God.
Mary Madeline is coming. And that's just for the spring. Obviously, the chairman pulled a few strings, but
yeah. Well, that's what you get when you your new state party director is the former national director, I guess.
Sure. But I think it sends, at least for the base, it sends a very positive message that, national Republicans do care about Virginia, that this is not a state that they're going to let go blue easily. We're going to fight for every inch of ground. We're taking ourselves seriously. These are going to be great events, each and every single one of them. And, the summer will be even better than the spring. So this is just a taste of what's to come. I think everybody's really excited. I think the 26th of February with Mayor Giuliani, it'll be a great event. It really will, and I think we're all looking forward to a great lineup of speakers to help boost the Republican image in Virginia.
Now, Mark, you Democrats have Barack Obama, Senator Obama, who announced Saturday he is coming to Virginia this coming weekend, right?
That's right, Coy. We're very excited to have Senator Obama attend our Jefferson Jackson Day dinner this Saturday. We've sold the dinner out in the quickest ever in the history of the Jefferson Jackson Day dinner. We'll have over 4,000 attendees to see the senator speak. We'll also have former Governor Mark Warner in attendance, Governor Tim Kaine, Senator Jim Webb will be there. It'll be a great event, and we're looking forward to a good weekend that will help help raise money for our party as we head into the fall elections.
Let me ask you guys this. When Ed Gillespie, the new state director of the Republican Party, was here in Charlottesville a few days ago and speaking at the Miller Center at UVA, he said that Virginia is in play in 08, meaning that, in the presidential contest, Virginia is no longer firmly in the Republican column. It really is not necessarily purple, but the end result is that we're going to see these ads. We're a state in play now, so we're going to see all the commercials. They're going to play all year, and they're going to spend a lot of ad dollars in the Virginia media markets to reach those moderate swing voters. And what does that mean, Sean? What does that mean for the Republicans in Virginia, like on the ground for the party here? What does it mean when your state is now in play in a presidential election?
Well, I can tell you that in 2004, Virginia was not considered in play, and the grassroots in Virginia, in terms of the Republicans, struggled mightily to get Bush materials, stickers, some of the very basic things you would associate with a campaign. I would think that the grassroots are going to see a very positive experience with being, quote-unquote, in play in 2008. Now, naturally, and Mark will probably echo this as well, whether or not you're in play really isn't determined by state parties. It's determined by national parties, polling data, and the campaign that actually wins out at that point in time, and whether or not the candidate's strength or weaknesses really play to this to the Commonwealth of Virginia. Regardless of all that, the chairman's certainly not going to let Virginia go by. State party certainly takes 2008 very seriously, and we're getting in the mode where you see the wheels turning with the speakers that we have coming out. Just in 2007 alone, I mean, we're clearly months out from the November 2008 elections, and the ball's rolling, and we're gaining momentum. So, are we in play? I'm not the only one that's going to be able to determine that. There's a lot of daylight in between now and the 2008 elections, but we're certainly treating like Virginia is going to be in play in 2008, and we're not looking back. We're going to be very aggressive to that end.
Mark Bergman, the Democrats, from where you sit, what does 08 mean for y'all?
Well, I agree with my counterpart on the other side that it's good for the grassroots on both sides. It'll energize both both grassroots organizations to get involved and energized and get involved in the presidential campaign in a way that would never happen before if the state was not in play. And if you look at the two southern states that would be in play in 2008, it would be Florida and Virginia. So, you know, you can just see how Virginia is moving purple and one day could be blue. That this state is trending towards the Democrats because they've liked the moderate message of Governor Mark Warner and Governor Tim Kaine, that Democrats get things done for the people and solve our problems. And I think that's why you see our state begin to trend. In 2008, Virginia is one of the only southern states that will be in play. The national folks know that. They're already sending resources down. Senator Obama's coming into town. You're going to see other national players come into town throughout the year and into 2008. So Virginia will be in play. It's a good thing for the grassroots on both sides of the aisle, and it's a good thing for the Commonwealth of Virginia.
We're talking with Mark Bergman of the Democratic Party of Virginia and Sean Kenny of the Republican Party of Virginia. A very quick break, and when we get back, let's talk about Hardball. What did Eric Cantor say? And what did he mean when he spoke to Chris Matthews recently on Hardball? We'll be right back. We're talking with Mark Bergman of the Democratic Party of Virginia and Sean Kenny of the Republican Party of Virginia. Guys, a few days ago, Virginia Congressman Eric Cantor was on Hardball. And, you know, there's some days where Chris Matthews sort of pretends to play Hardball, and there's other days where he really plays Hardball. And he definitely was playing Hardball with Eric Cantor. Let's listen to an excerpt of the program. It's a couple of minutes. And then we'll get your thoughts on it. This is the February 8th edition of Hardball with Chris Matthews, and he was talking with Virginia Congressman Eric Cantor.
That's who we're at war with.
Well, how many wars are we going to have to fight in our lifetime? You want to go to war with Iran now?
Well, look, Chris, I'm not the one saying we should take anything off the table. I mean,
You think we should go to war with Iran?
I don't think that's a responsible position for us to even take that option off the table.
No, I'm asking you, do you think we should go to war with Iran? Yes or no?
I think all options, including the military options, should be left on the table.
No, this isn't an option question. This is a multiple choice. Right now, February 8th, 2007, do you believe we should go to war with Iran?
Chris, I'll leave that decision up to the commanders on the ground and those in our military establishment.
Commanders on the ground, whether they go to war with another country?
I will leave the decisions in the military arena to, and this is exactly the point.
This
that
is
I
Barry Goldwater talking. He used to say that regional commanders can decide whether to use nuclear weapons. You're honestly saying that soldiers should decide which countries we go to war with.
I'm certainly here to say that the military experts are those which come up with the recommendations to the commander-in-chief that makes the decision. I mean, it is silly for us to expect that we're going to have
No, I'm not talking. I'm just asking a very simple. What do you think of this?
Well, we're going
to
have
535
commanders in chief.
No, Congress has
I disagree with Eric.
Congress has a constitutional responsibility to decide whether we're going to war or not. That's what we're elected to do. Those are the debates we should have.
We'll go right back. The idea of declaring war as a soldier is unimaginable. We're right back to talk Hardball with the two congressmen. Welcome back to Hardball. We're back with Republican Congressman Eric Cantor of Virginia and Democratic Congressman Steve Israel of New York. Let me ask you, Congressman Cantor, very clearly to clear up our little discussion. Mm-hmm. If the U.S. Congress were to vote tomorrow morning on whether to declare war on Iran, would you vote yay?
This Congress is not going to do that because it is the commander-in-chief's role, Chris, and Steve knows that as well. It's not Congress that will ask for that. It is the commander-in-chief that will make that decision. Every president, whether Republican or Democrat, since the War Powers Act was in place, has interpreted it as being the commander-in-chief's role to do that.
Mark Bergman, your thoughts on this? I thought the U.S. Constitution is pretty clear, and the War Powers Act of 1973 would not include, it's my understanding, an invasion into Iran. What are your thoughts?
Well, I think the congressman should obviously take a closer look at the Constitution of the United States of America. The founders' intention was to ensure that the military would not be in charge of declaring war, of leading the military, but in fact it would be led by civil officers elected by the people of the United States of America. That was the intent of the Constitution. But let's go a little bit to his comments about a war with Iran. The congressman would not answer a very simple question of whether he supports going to war with Iran right now, and he tried to duck and dodge through through basically saying, putting it off on the military, saying it's their decision and I'll listen to whatever they say, but then refused to say whether he would vote yes or no on that issue. And it's pretty simple that we should that he should answer the question of whether he supports going to war with Iran and whether he supports escalating the conflict that we have now in Iraq to another country, to another region that would further escalate the situation and deteriorate the region in the Middle East, which is not what we need to be doing right now. So Congressman needs to give a simple answer to a simple question about his position. I think the people of his district deserve to know.
Sean Kenny with the Republican Party of Virginia. Does Congressman Eric Cantor need a lesson in the U.S. Constitution?
Well, I think there are certain people that need a rereading of the War Powers Act. Senator Webb has gone on record on a number of occasions stating that we needed to talk with Syria and Iran as partners for peace in the Middle East and resolving Iraq. When you have a situation where Iranians are not only supplying the Iraqi insurgency with IEDs that are putting our troops in harm's way, but are also doing everything possible to undermine democracy in Iraq, I don't think they're willing partners for peace. And obviously, you can listen to the tape. Chris Matthews is not playing nicely at all. He's asking. He's asking a question where there really isn't the very simple answer. You're not going to be able to sit there and say, yes, we need to go into Iraq or into Iran and declare war today, or say, no, we're not going to do it. What Representative Cantor was trying to say is that we need to leave all options on the table. It is way too premature to start asking the question, do we go to war? Do we use other means? What he was saying is all options are left on the table. That's a responsible decision. It's not a hot-headed decision that says, you know, we need to go in with all guns blazing, and it's not a pacifist or a position that, you know, sort of, you know, harking back to the 1930s where we need to appease Syria and Iran with, you know, the kind of diplomacy that has gotten us in trouble in the past before. I think, you know, Representative Cantor was trying to responsibly and judiciously ask a question that Chris Matthews, you know, obviously had another issue to press. You know, obviously, and of course, you know, this isn't the first occasion. You know, we have this occasion here where he's going after Cantor. Later on in the week, he, you know, was on the Don Imus show and lost his cool there as well. Something not appropriate to repeat on radio or anywhere else. But, you know, I mean, maybe Chris Matthews is having a bad week. I don't know.
Sean Kenny with the Republican Party of Virginia, what do you think the chances are that we're going to be going to war with Iraq before George Bush is out of office? It seems like, well, I don't want to say it seems like. There's a lot of people who believe that we're already, his administration seems to be making the case already for a preemptive attack.
Well, allow me to give a Cantor-esque response. I don't have any access to what the folks at the Congress would have. I don't have any of the access to the intelligence. You know, obviously Iran is being quite belligerent. You know, they are putting our troops in harm's way. You know, this is an issue that we need to deal with. Republicans and Democrats are going to have different responses to the situation, and it's going to cross the aisle. I mean, you know, some Democrats, hawks like Lieberman, are going to approach this issue in much different ways than, say, Senator Webb would. Senator Warner would approach this situation much differently than, say, Senator Frist. So, you know, these are things that we just have to let cooler heads prevail, analyze the situation, look at the intelligence, and when we come to a point, we need to be able to make the best decision we possibly can on the ground with the information we have at that time. It's way too soon to start answering that question, are we going into a war in Iraq or into Iran? It's just too soon. It's just too soon. We don't know enough yet. So we need to let the process take the path that needs to take and push on from there. But it's way too premature. Way too premature.
Mark Bergman with the Democratic Party.
Well, you know, I think we've already done a fairly good job under the failed leadership of the Bush administration destabilizing the Middle East. I don't think the Democrats would support a further destabilization of the region. You know, I think it is responsible to say that we shouldn't take any option off the table, but that's not an option that Democrats are going to believe that we should keep on the table.
What is the option in Iraq then, Mark?
What is the option in Iraq? I think that Democrats have pushed forward for reform and a new direction in Iraq, and I think that Democrats have said that, first of all, that we need to get the soldiers off the streets of Baghdad serving as a police function. That's not what they're there to do. But going into what the actual option is, as the spokesman for the Democratic Party of Virginia, can't do that too well, just as you can't speak on behalf of every Republican about what we should do about Iran. So not going to go too much in depth about that, but just say that Democrats have pushed forward ideas and for a new direction for the war in Iraq.
Well, there are no ideas from the Democrats on a new direction.
Well,
in Iraq.
I just gave you one, Sean. Could you list me what's your alternative for the war in Iraq? What's your alternative for a new direction?
I'm sorry?
What's your alternative for a new direction? What are the Republicans saying?
Well, obviously, there's a discussion now as to who's fueling the insurgency. The short-term solution has been the surge. Many Republicans are clamoring to get our troops back home as safely and securely as possible as 2008, but we have to be committed to a path in Iraq. Republicans have been committed from day one to victory in Iraq and establishing a stable and unified government in Iraq that is committed to democracy and making sure we keep tabs on Syria and Iran and keeping them out and keeping them from destabilizing that new government. The Democratic plan to this point has been to oppose that plan.
The only thing that's been consistent about the Republican plan has been to stay the failed course of the Bush administration, which all of a sudden changed after November when they decided to change the course, when the people rejected the failed policy of the Bush administration on Iraq.
Mark Bergman with the Democratic Party of Virginia and Sean Kenny with the Republican Party of Virginia. Got to go, gentlemen. Thank you very much. Always, always look forward to Mondays. We've got to get to some local news and get these folks an update on the weather. We appreciate it very much.
Thanks, Corey. Thanks, Sean.
Thank you, Corey. Thank you, Mark.
Take care. This interview will be archived in its entirety on the Charlottesville Podcasting Network, SevillePodcast.com.
You've been listening to Charlottesville Right Now with Coy Barefoot. Charlottesville Right Now is broadcast live Monday through Friday on News Radio 1070 WINA from 4 to 6 p.m. Best-selling author and historian Coy Barefoot is the host and producer. To interact with Coy and his guests, you can call 434-977-1070. Coy can be reached at barefoot@wina.com. This audio download has been made possible by the Charlottesville Podcasting Network. Visit SevillePodcast.com for more.